October 22nd, 2005. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
Thank you. the possibilities. Open up the door and I promise to let you in. Open up the door and I promise I'll be your friend. Open up the door to all the possibilities. I never quite really understood it all. As long as I'm singing my song. And who's to say how life is supposed to be? I open up my mind to all the possibilities. Yeah. Open up the door and I promise to let you in. Open up the door and I promise I'll be your friend. Open up the door to all the possibilities. Open up the door and I promise to let you in. Open up the door and I promise I'll be your friend. Open up the door to all the possibilities.
From Pedro Show. That was Sisters in the Pit. The tune called Open. Playing Sisters in the Pit. Every show since they got this CD. Brother Matt?
Yeah.
How you doing?
Mixing up the fuel.
Yeah, it's early Saturday morning in Pedro, raining.
A wet one.
Yep. A lot of moisture. Start off the show with John Coltrane, something brand new from him. Well, it's been on bootleg a long time, but live at the Half Note, a double CD called One Down, One Up. John Coltrane, 1965, with a tune called Song of Praise.
What a treat getting new stuff after all these years.
Yeah. And then a couple of weeks before was the Thelonious Monk and Train thing. So we got two things. Yeah, Righteous. Blowing It Down, John Coltrane. Last week, did the Unknown Instructors Part 2. This time we had David Thomas aboard. George is 4 hours late for the first session. Says he had a timing mix up in his mind, but the only way you're going to get a hold of Georgie now, I discovered, is this text thing with the walkie-talkie leashes. You can't get the answer machines, they're all filled up at home on the squawker.
Do you have like a little set of things you can tap in, or you have to type in?
You have to type in, you know. I don't really do it, but Richard fucking Bonnie turned me on to it. And I did get a hold of him. Because we were waiting there, like, what's up? And David Thomas from Peruba was there. Really nice cat. I got to spend a lot of time with him. And then we got about 26 different pieces. My favorite was when David, conducted us in real time. That was great. Myself, Joe Biza, George Hurley. And then the next day, Raymond Pettibone came in and did three spiels. Dan McGuire, the guy, poet from Toledo, put it all together. First one, too, it just came out, I think, at the end of September. It was done 2 years ago. And I took him paddling.
Cool.
Long Beach. Him and David Thomas. I think Joe buys it, too, so he wouldn't have to make the hell rides. They all stayed at that hotel in the marina. I don't know what it's called now.
El Pedro Hotel.
It's had 100 names. Yeah, you see how it goes down to nothing?
Yeah. Cool new gadgets.
Yeah, we've trying to get the sound quality up the Watt for Pedro show. We've isolated the input to the Mac through USB instead of right into the baby-o. And hopefully you don't have as much as that ambient.
The bonus sound.
The bonus sound. So, always trying to improve here, Watt for Pedro show. So anyway, the Unknown Instructors Part 2 thing went good. Chuck Jurkowski came down. He didn't do any spiel, but he came and visited. Joe Carducci was in the control room for production value.
Cool.
Joe Baiza ended up editing the raw edits, because I think we ended up with like 6 hours of music, so he plucked 26 bits from that. Yeah, it'd be interesting. I don't think Georgie played since those Red Crayola gigs in May. Yeah, but he got it going. It's always great to see him.
So yeah. So on that first one, there's the cool Minuteman spiel jam that you guys do.
Yeah.
Is there
and then he did spiel over the top with the Lions.
Yeah.
That was Dan McGuire. I think Jack Brewer's going to once again add to the spiel pool too.
Oh, cool.
So he wanted me to do some, so I'm going to do a couple, so it'll be like five voices this time.
Cool.
There was something on the MTV I was called last night, and, hey, put this on. It was Madonna documentary of her 2004 tour, and they had a little part of the Dublin Slane Castle gig we opened up for Madonna at the Stooges last August, and there's a little bit in there.
Oh yeah,
of her meeting him, and then us playing a little bit, and then off the stage, Iggy saying it was great that she would share a little bit of her stage with us.
Cool.
Yeah, she's tripping on him not wearing a shirt. That's all you're gonna wear? Yeah. Whoa, that's fucking crazy. He goes, yeah. She goes, well, I hope you're going to move around. He goes, yeah. It's pretty funny. I'll make a little movie out of it and flow it to you. It's about, I don't know, 75 seconds or something. And it was like a two-hour thing. Yeah, it was neat. Yeah, I'm looking at the meters. I like when we don't talk, it goes actually down to zero.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, usually you got like a floor of like 30 dB in noise. But hey, not to get all anal on that anyway. We got something, a buddy of ours, right?
Yeah, what?
Matt Laskovich from Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, I talked to John Pekovich Monday because we Jammy Cano debuted there, and he was writing a piece.
Oh, cool.
Plain Dealer. He's a writer, too. And spieling with John Pekovich. And then, yeah, seeing David Thomas, hanging with him a couple days. And maybe we'll do more. I told him, you know, I do songs too. I just don't do jams. So he says he's into songs. And so I remember seeing Perubo in 78. They had a huge impact on us, Minuteman. That out Modern Dance album and the 7 Inches before that. So it's a while when you get to meet these cats. I mean, I met him a few times before, even did gigs with him. But to be with him like this was righteous. He's a very interesting man, funny man. He lives in Brighton now. But he's talking about maybe West Pennsylvania, out in the woods or something. But then Saturday, like I was saying to you, while the music was playing, I had to go to this thing. I got to go to this thing. I wrote a little deal for this guy's book, and he had me aboard his house. thing, house warm. A lot of the houses in Pedro and Hollywood are like Long Beach and some of Pedro. The older style. Things, yeah, Spanish stuff. Anyway, Mark Mothersbaugh was there, and I got to spend a bunch of time with him. So all this Ohio, Cleveland, I guess he's Akron, but that's close. So Waskovich, he's got a band with his brother called Crude Language, and they whipped up some. So here it is, Walk from Pedro Show.
Pass.
at the watch, but at the feast, I lost my psychic prize. I did forget what the tarot made it say. I burn today, I burn today. Our house was filled with many birds. She said to me, I can understand their words. The land will shake, so run away. Hey, I burn today, I burn today. Yesterday I will burn for the times I did not burn. Our fun, its time has come. Hold my heartstrings and have yourself a strum. No, nevermore this song will we play. I burn today, yeah, I burn today. And as I drank an old Perry, she lay her cards just to see what she would see. Down by the water you'll find your happy day. I burn today, I burn today. Yesterday I will burn for the times I did not. I let snow fall on frozen yesterday. Hey, I burn today, I burn today. And if my head is hanging down, I feel her arms and her legs are all around. And we make love beside the waterway. I burn today, I burn today. Yesterday I will burn for the times I did not burn. Behold the rose of Jericho. How many lives I really do not know. Though with the rain I know it will return. Today I burn, today I burn.
Thank you. get higher, baby. Don't ever come down.
Three bass. Swing,
from Pedro Show. That was the Castorera and Terror Grupa with APPD hymn. It's an anarchist party in Germany, and I guess it's like their theme song.
Beer drinking song.
Yeah. Sex Pistols kind of had
yeah,
right, with Steve Jones singing after Johnny Rotten quit. They put out something and Steve Jones sang something called Friggin' in the Riggin', and sort of like that.
He's doing a radio show.
Oh yeah, plays his guitar and stuff, yeah. Richard Hell was on there. He told me and Raymond about that.
Yeah, I haven't heard it, but I heard people talking about it.
Yeah, it's on during the daytime. Thurston was on it. In fact, he called me. He goes, listen, what? Before that, we had the Party Party with, their own special version. Special guest vocalist for, Melly Mel's White Lines. Before that, we had something live from 1975 television with Richard Hell singing bass. A tune called Fuck Rock and Roll, I think CBGB's. Back then. And before that, we had I Burn Today from Frank Black.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was telling you, Charlie's thinking about doing a recording thing with just acoustic guitar, bass and drums, a little sax. And I told him, yeah, I'm with it.
Cool.
So maybe in the future. He said he's planting seeds. I'll listen to that rumble.
Big
man. Bad. Big one. Before Frank Black, we had Joe Boone, D-Boone's brother Joe, starting to make music on his pewter. That's something he calls Project 01. Now we start all off with Matt Waskovich and his new band with his brother called Crude Language, and a tune called Give Me My Bus Pass.
Wasco Rock.
Yeah, only a couple weeks old. Just flowed that to me. I think he was here for Arthur Fest. That's where I saw him. So, Matt Waskovich getting creative. Yeah, getting that Ohio thing going.
Parties was the last time I saw him, I think.
Yeah? He likes to travel around for gigs.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. He doesn't let the meat loaf. Here's something from Montreal, Canada. Quebec. Province of Quebec. Sophia Trudeau sent me this. She's sent me a couple things, but we'll play this here. It's called Thunderheads and Radar, which is good for the weather we got here. Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you. Watt from Pedro show. That was Thunderheads and Radar. It's Sophie Trudeau. She uses the informal familiar.
Sophie's choice.
It's a Sophie. She's a great violin player. And the name of her band is the Mile End Ladies String Auxiliary. So that brand new out. Neat packaging, like the old Savage Republic. Maybe it was same guy, Bruce Leicher, in the cardboard kind of stuff. Yeah. She also sent me the new. She also plays in Silver Mount Zion. So I think we'll play some of that too. Which is people from Godspeed Ye Black Emperor. There's a whole scene there. In fact, that's where Dose played those folks, Mario, the main cat there at the Salapoyo. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like a Spanish cultural center there in Montreal, and they have gigs. Great place, great group of people. Let's see. Well, I'll talk about stuff coming up. But, yeah, we go to Spain. Me and the original Second Man. That should be interesting. That's I had Prac with them just before I came on over. So, and also they're going to do the skate park benefit here.
Oh, yeah. When is that?
The 4th.
Cool.
And then in between, it'll be a Halloween gig at Sacred Grounds with Money Mark, John Wicks on drums. We'll call it Los Pumpkinheads. And, improvised stuff. I just had to play on Halloween, and since I'm not out on tour, just did a homebrew Pedro thing at the new version of the Sacred Grounds Dave's got going on 6th Street.
That's cool. Tomorrow. Lots of local Pedro action.
Yeah, loving it. Love playing the town. Short drives.
Yeah.
Just digging that. And playing for the home crowd, or whoever wants to come. Okay, that's the end of the first hour of the October 22nd, 2005 version of Watt for Pedro show. Hold tight for hour two. October 22nd, 2005. It's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
Chair, the electric chair.
this fresh maid in the club tonight. God bless our dead Marines. Someone had an accident above the burning train. Well, somewhere distance peacefully, our vulgar princess slave. Dead kids don't get photographed. God bless our dead. But I dreamt we was all beautiful.
Watt from Pedro show. Like I said, Sophie Trudeau also plays in Ephraim's band, the Silver Mount Zion Memorial Orchestra. And that's them along with the Tra-La-La Band doing God Bless Her Dead Marines from their new record. Yeah, good people up there. Can't wait to play again in those parts. Next Watt tour probably in the spring with Tom Watson and Raul Morales.
Cool.
It's now my honor, privilege, and most righteous pleasure to bring aboard Brother Matt and his spin cycle.
Cool, thank you. Rainy Day Mode version.
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Where shall she go when midnight comes? Keeping all your people in captivity. Well, you can choose your colors, but I must repeat. Yeah.
From Pedro Show. That's Charles Mingus with Tonight at Noon. Before that, Einbahnstrasse by Steve McKay. That's One Way in German, or German for One Way Street. All Tomorrow's Parties Live, 1972, Lou Reed, John Cale, Nico, of course, she was singing before that. And immediately following Brother Matt's Spin Cycle. Thanks so much, Brother Matt.
Cool, thank you.
It's the end of second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show, October 22nd, 2005 edition. Hang tight for hour three. October 22nd, 2005, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Here's part B of Moon Over Morocco.
The air of heaven is that which blows between the horse's ears.
It's evening. Actually, it's late at night. That's Mojo in the background playing some midnight palm tree music. Or maybe it's early morning. I'm not sure what time it is. There's fog out on the bay. The moon's bright. 3 days before it's full. The dogs will be whooping it up. And the roosters. Tangier's got a lot of sounds. It's a good place if you're an artist. That is, if you can get any work done. You're just liable to discover that it doesn't matter if you do any work or not. Or maybe you'll discover that it does matter. Oh, well, what does it matter? Maybe it's the cross current stirred up by your culture rubbing against their culture. That's what keeps the scalp tingling. Images merely tumble out of space, plop, and into your mind where they flop around until you spit them out on paper.
Hey, something else.
Jack Flanders? Yeah. What do you make of him?
Missing man.
Missionaire?
No, missing man.
Man with a mission? That sounds right. What do you think about that Stonehenge stuff?
Sure thing.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know what he's up to.
Ask him. He'll tell you.
He already has, looking for the gateway. But that's not enough. There's more to it. Don't you think, Mojo?
Always is, boss.
And that girl. The one sitting over there. And why was he so concerned about her?
My, she's fine looking, boss.
No, it's not that.
He spots them, boss. But I like some with them big chicken legs.
Spots them?
Some people do that, boss. They got what you might call the exquisite sniff.
What the hell's that?
They can tell when that person over there is going to come stepping high right through their doorway. They feel it. They knows. You know, too.
Yeah, that's just what I need. Another broad looking for Casablanca. Casablanca's south.
Casablanca's in the heart, boss.
Yeah, like Shangri-La.
They sing some nice songs. Maybe she remind you of something, boss?
I don't know. It's just... feeling sorry doesn't do any good. So they caught their old man in someone else's bed. So what? So much for the marriage. It's their pain that I... it's in their eyes. The way they move. The way they try to cover it up. It's the whole mess their lives have turned into. And then the hardness. The exterior they put up, trying not to get hurt again.
Must be the weather, boss. Some kinds make for remembering.
Is it raining?
Must be.
I'm going for a walk. Will you close up?
Sure thing.
Mojo, if that Flanders guy should call... Nah. It's too late. Did you find out what hotel he's staying at?
El Maghreb.
The one they just finished building?
That's it.
Over on the Rue de Paris?
That's it.
Okay.
Can I bother you for a light?
Hmm? Oh. Sorry. Must be the wind. Almost.
Here, let me... It was the wind. You're Cosbah Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you in the bar. My name's Sunny Skies.
Sunny Skies?
Yeah. I'm a fugitive.
A fig tree?
I beg your pardon?
A fugitive from where?
From myself.
Oh, yeah. You'll be safe here. Never find yourself.
Do a lot of people come here to escape themselves?
I suppose. That's why anyone goes anywhere.
Morocco attracts these people.
Anywhere that isn't where they are attracts people.
Some people travel to find themselves. You don't find that a contradiction?
There's little I find a contradiction. Even the stupidity of taking yourself somewhere so you can look for yourself.
My. Have you lived here long?
Yeah. A while.
An expatriate, aren't you?
Huh? What was that? What's that noise? Those are chickens. Roosters. And dogs. And something else. Is that some Arab hiding out there in the bushes? It's 3 o'clock. That noise again. That's an owl. I think it's an owl.
Are you lonely?
No. Not really. Sometimes. A little bit. Sometimes. This country is really strange, you know? Well, of course you know. But what I mean is the atmosphere. The vibrations here are so strong, it's absolutely stoning. It's like those mosaics they do. I mean, I can almost see those patterns swirling right in the air. The air they walk in and breathe and everything. I mean, no wonder, you know? I mean, it's like living inside a Persian carpet.
Yeah, very woolly.
That's a real owl. Hey, I might be able to see him from the balcony. It's near here somewhere. I thought they believed owls were messengers of evil, and they kill them. This one sounds in good health.
I saw you with that English fellow. He is English.
Flanders? American.
He's an archaeologist?
Who knows?
I thought the two of you knew each other.
No. I just met him yesterday. Or the day before, whenever it was.
I don't think it's safe for him here in Tangier.
Why is that?
Something about him. I think there are some people that just attract danger. Don't you think so?
No.
The owl must be in one of these trees. See, if I lean out over the balcony here, I might be able to see it. Where is it? What's that? Is it the balcony? My God, there are cracks all over this thing. I better move and quick.
Doesn't all the poverty here bother you? I mean, I know in America, the ghettos are just as bad. But still, don't you feel sorry for these people?
They have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, but surely you see...
And they have a saying here. Allah gives dry beans to eat to him who has no teeth left. Yeah. They've got a good sense of humor.
Without fingers, the hand would be a spoon.
Just fell off my room.
The balcony?
Yes, the balcony. It just about took me with it.
your balcony.
Actually, I much prefer taking the elevator, though I grant you it's not quite as quick.
Good elevator. Very smooth. Good quality.
Well, I wish I could say the same for your balconies.
Everything be okay. We fix.
Look, I just escaped being killed.
Life's cheap.
Well, death isn't. Not where I come from.
No worry. Everything okay.
Everything is not okay. Now, what would make the balcony just break off like that?
Ah, mister, they do not make the hotel like before. It is the salt.
What salt?
Salt and sand you make. Concrete.
Well, what's salt doing in the sand?
Sand comes from the beach.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Salt.
Salt?
Salt.
You mean the ocean salt is in the sand?
Oui.
So it never dries properly?
Oui, oui.
And they constructed this hotel out of salt sand?
Oui.
Sea salt sand?
Oui, oui.
Well, then how do I know this whole building won't collapse?
Would I be heard of building to collapse?
No, you'd probably be the first one out.
Absolutely.
At least that's some assurance.
Oui.
Jack, I'd like to get together this afternoon.
Good. There's some things I want to talk over with you. Where can we meet?
You don't know Tangier very well.
No, I'm afraid not.
So you wouldn't know the cafe of the One Bridge?
Uh-uh.
In the Medina, you know the Chico Zoco?
Yeah, I know where that is.
Good. There's a cafe there.
The one the hippies like?
Yeah, that's the one.
There's not very many hippies around, are there?
It varies. They bust people, you know. It's a random kind of thing.
Yeah, I've heard that. But there sure are plenty of street hustlers trying to sell me just about anything you can imagine.
It'll calm down after 2 or 3 days of seeing your face around. They'll leave you pretty much alone then.
It's amazing how everyone knows there's a new face in the city.
Very observant people.
The atmosphere here is quite intense. I think it'd be very easy to flip out.
You mean outsiders? Tourists?
Yes.
Yeah, well, people flip out here all the time or get totally wasted. It's not a place to come and indulge in if you're somewhere circling the brink.
Be interesting to know how many people the embassies have had to ship home. You know, it's really funny because when the hustlers try to sell me stuff, I tell them I don't use anything, that I meditate, which I do. But they say, ah, you meditate. And they laugh and laugh. It's the funniest thing I ever heard.
It is kind of funny. Jack, how long will you be staying in Tangier?
Well, since my balcony slipped off, it's been an incentive to get moving.
In which direction?
South. Somewhere. That's what I want to talk to you about. Tell me, Kelly, is it true that pre-Islamic rituals still exist and are practiced in parts of Morocco? Do you know where?
I know some. And Mojo knows. If he'll talk about it.
He's that protective?
He's found a couple of his roots growing out of the ground here.
You seem very hesitant.
Mojo sees things that I don't see. Now, why he does certain things, I don't understand any better than an outsider can understand these people. You'll have to ask him. Anyway, there's no reason to stay around Tangier if you're heading south.
I agree. Can you help me plan this expedition?
Sure.
If we can get together tomorrow.
Why not tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah, if you don't have anything else planned. Tonight. There's a saying here. For he who builds his kasbah out of halwa, beware the nibblers.
This place again. I've known this place. These tiled corridors and moon shadows upon the floor. And these archways. Endless. There's that inscription again. Standing in. Damn, I can't make it out.
The
There's a shadow across. And then it says, of our own light. Standing in the something of our own light.
Where are the nibblers? I like their sense of humor.
We'll meet this evening, then?
I heard some bells. What are they?
Water cellars.
Water cellars?
You haven't seen them? They carry leather bags filled with water, and around their necks they have these tin cups. They ring a bell for anyone who's thirsty. You're all right?
Yes. I'm fine.
Just come by the bar. I have some pretty good maps we can go over. See you tonight.
What a strange thing. Does it have something to do with the Mazamuda? What is the Mazamuda? Look at these people. Their eyes. There's so little that escapes them. The understanding of an Arab is in his eyes. Is there somewhere where we can go to be alone?
It is not like in your country. It is not right.
I just meant someplace that's quieter.
You must leave quickly tonight.
Not yet. Not until I'm able to talk with you.
But you must leave.
In time.
No time.
Tonight. I've got to see you tonight.
No.
Yes. I won't leave until we can talk.
Oh, but you must.
Tonight.
Then the beach.
What time?
As the moon rises.
Good.
And then you go?
Maybe. Tomorrow.
Tonight.
Tomorrow. Maybe.
Do not understand.
It's all right. I'll leave tomorrow. But only if you will see me tonight.
We have a saying. If a man puts a cord around his neck, God will provide someone to pull it. Remember that.
تطلب ساعة واحدة لأنها ترى أنها قد تكفي Looking back into your eyes, I saw them really shine, giving me a taste of something fine. Something fine.
I'd like 22518.
22518.
Mm-hmm.
And where is that, monsieur?
Where? Well, it's down by the harbor.
Ah, is in Tangier?
Yes.
What is the number?
22518.
Huh?
Tangier 22518.
22518.
Yes.
One moment, monsieur.
Big fine par Jackson Bois. Il va falloir maintenant que je vous parle un peu plus en détail des animateurs d'Objection 3. À 6h du matin, bien du mardi au dimanche, vous pouvez écouter Nadia, hein, qui est une
Yeah, Kelly.
Kelly?
Who's this?
Jack Flanders.
Oh, good. I got the maps out. I've been going over them, and there's a region south of Marrakesh in the Grand Atlas Mountains. That'll be a good place to begin.
Thanks, but listen. I'm not going to come by this evening. I ran into Lila, that girl the Countess introduced me to.
And I'll be spending the evening with her.
Oh, I see. Well, look, I stay up late, so if you want to stop by after...
No, I think it's best if I see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
About noon, okay?
Yeah, sure. Okay, bye-bye. I don't know, Mojo. I'm starting to get uneasy about that guy.
Impending doom creeping in, boss.
You feel it, too?
I feel something moving. Starts with an arm. Ends with an in us.
What?
Arm in us.
Ominous. The way Jack described it later, it went something like this. He was to meet the girl, Lila, on the beach when the moon was to come up. It was a weird night. The water was flat and cast iron gray. In fact, when the moon started rising up, it looked like a giant fried egg white sliding out of a grease skillet. Jack stood there, watching, listening to the lapping in, and he lost his sense of time.
Jack? Jack?
He awoke. He looked around, but saw nothing.
Jack.
There was a layer of mist forming further down the beach. The moonlight wove the mist into shapes. He saw caravans moving silently across the desert. He saw horsemen with swords glistening in the moonlight. He saw oasis cities that rose out of the red desert and then slowly disintegrated back into the sand. And the moonlight wove itself into a figure that stood before him. And the swords that glistened were teardrops moving down her cheeks, and her eyes were the mist, and her voice held the magic silence of the desert.
Jack.
You've been crying.
The loose fold of her garments were blown aside by the wind, and the full ripe beauty of her body was outlined by the moon. The mist danced around her. Such was the magic woven that night.
I love you, Lila.
You cannot. You must leave Morocco.
No, I'll never leave.
Now. You must leave now.
No.
Please. Please, Jack. Please go now.
I will leave only if you come with me.
You do not understand. I can never go with you.
I don't understand.
I do love you. Jack, but I cannot be yours.
But if you love
me. Please, I do not wish to hurt. Oh, Jack, please understand. I go with you, but then soon I be called and must return.
I would return with you.
Your voice is that call.
What voices?
I don't know, Mojo. This girl that he met.
You seen her, boss?
No.
Figure she's dangerous?
I don't know. Something's weird.
Figure she's got a figure, boss?
Who knows? He met her at the Contessa's. Interesting name she has. Lila Olupi.
What's wrong? Nothing, boss. Nothing.
You look a little white, Mojo.
Really? I gotta get up and find me a mirror and see that.
Mm-hmm.
What voices?
The voices I hear.
Where?
In the drums.
Drums again.
They are very old. They are the voices of long, long ago. But still they're alive. For it is their land. And we are their people.
Who are you talking about?
You, from the new country. You cannot comprehend our ways. You must leave.
Lila, to me you are a fantasy I've pursued all my life. And now I've found you do exist. I can't leave.
But we cannot keep anything. It is the law of the universe. All is energy. All is in movement. Nothing can we possess. It is the will of Allah.
The moon setting. Must be near morning. At that hour, same as before.
I remember when I was very small and my mother take me to the souks. Do you know souks?
The marketplace.
Yes. And there was a man, very old, I think. His face had seen much weather, many storms, many silence. He was Berber from the desert, and his wrinkles were like the mountains beyond Marrakesh. And his lips, like the dust-red mouth of the Sahara. But his hands were gentle, like yours. And he touched my forehead, here, you see? He'd look into my eyes and he say, "Ah, this one, they will dance to the beat of a heart, and a heart will beat to the dance of the voice of the drums." And he gave me this.
A golden eye.
Yes. And around my neck I always wear. But now I want you to wear it.
Oh, no, I can't accept it.
Please. Let me put it around your neck.
It is the same owl. What's that? The wall. Oh my God, it's beginning to crack. Look at that. I better get out of here.
Lines on his face. He was invisible. He was as silence. Now you will go.
I don't know. but this gift, Lila. I can't.
Please. Please, Lila, you must go.
How do you mean he was like silence?
Strong, like stillness. Powerful, like the silence of Sahara. I leave now. Goodbye, Jack. My Jack. Protect the golden eye of El Kaba.
Where are we now? This is another one from Cat Power, and it's a tune which you'll probably recognise, I think. Certainly like the song that way. That's Cat Power in session, and a version of Wonderwall.
from Pedro show. There's Fugazi, live, Berlin, June of 1992, with Waiting Room. Before that, we had, oh, by the way, Fugazi news, the drummer, Brendan, he's playing with Bob Mould. Played last week, and I didn't get to see him. Crap. Before Fugazi, we had the Truckee Brothers, San Diego band, with Love Him in Himalaya. From there, it came from the Speakers album, Truckee Brothers. Trippy. Don't sound like San Diego.
No.
Or maybe they actually have the true sound of San Diego, and everybody else is false. Or not false, just confused. You know, like when one of them talking heads on the news reads some bullshit, they're not actually lying, even though what they're saying might not be true.
Yeah, there's just other stuff.
Sock puppet. Sock puppet. Somebody's got their hand way up their ass. Doing the old Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. Cockla.
The new killer flu.
Before Truckee Brothers, we had Cat Power doing Wonderwall, and you could hear John Peel there. It was one of them Peel sessions thing, and he bookends it with his comments. He's a nice man. Got to spiel with him. He's been gone now a year, I think.
Oh. Time is flying.
Yeah, sad. Wonderwall, that's that ain't her song. That's Oasis.
Oh.
Or something. Isn't there a George Harrison song of the same name or something? They did take off. I remember reading long ago. I don't know. And we start off with part B of Jack Flanders and Moon Over Morocco from 1974. Another mind movie.
Oh, Jack.
Being hurled on you. Okay, here we got something from Scotland. A band called Park Attack, Watt from Pedro show.
but you're the sculptor. Baby's on fire, and all the laughing boys are bitching, all waiting for photos. They think the plot is so bewitching. Rescuers, row, row, do your best to change the subject. Some assistance to the object. Photographer's snip snap. Take your time, she's only burning. This kind of experience is necessary to her learning. If you be my doctor, I could be half the man I used to. Oh, they said you were a hot star.
Thank you.
time to let your flowers wilt and dry out. Somebody shook your mirror, and now you cry like you're a child. Mending pieces makes you proud. Oh, there he is, the boy wonder. He's like you, he's like me.
From Pedro Show. That's a band from Holland called Woost. Or maybe they say Woost. The double O sound in Dutch. Uh-huh. I don't think it's like our moon or noon. It's more like moan. So it'd be like Woost. That was a tune called Wonder Boy. No, Boy Wonder, sorry. Same thing?
Pretty similar.
Okay. Boy Wonder.
Tomato.
From Woost. Before that was Peter Lafner, the guy who started Rockets from the Tomb, that became Peru Ubu back in Cleveland. Something from the mid-70s. by him. Cover of Eno's Baby's on Fire. Brother Matt was digging on that. Before that, we had the Rodders with Mr. Bob Lee on drums. One of the last incarnations of that band. A tune called Drug Clown. I remember seeing them at the Second Mask. Their big hit was Sit on My Face, Stevie Nicks. Bob Lee was still in New Jersey at that time, though. Fester Swollen. I guess they got the only consistent member, guitar player or something. And we started the little set there out with Boo Hoo by Park Attack, a Scottish band.
Yeah. Really captured that Boo Hoo quality.
Yeah, the Boo Hoo going. Anyway, the end of yet another Watt from Pedro show, the October 22nd, 2005 edition. Leaving for Spain Thursday, hopefully back Sunday. So we'll do a show after that. Happy Halloween to everybody, my favorite holiday. The only day all year we admit we wear costumes. Keep your powder dry.